From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Thanksgiving 2002, Morgan Spurlock saw a TV show on about obesity lawsuit against McDonald's. During the program, a company lawyer insisted that McDonald's food was nutritious. Nutritious. Spurlock decided to put that claim to the test.
For 30 days, he set out to eat nothing but Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, and other food purchased exclusively from McDonald's. He recorded all this on film in a documentary called Supersize Me. Spurlock set some ground rules for his McDiet. He had to eat every item on the menu at least once. He would supersize only when asked, and he would exercise no more than the average American.
You know, most Americans walk between 1.5 and 2 miles a day. I mean, it's a really low amount.
So you reduced your physical activity. So, I mean, you were someone who used to ride around.
I ride around on my bike, and I would go to the gym. And so I was only walking 5,000 steps a day. And even in New York, I was usually going over that, you know, maybe anywhere between 1,000 to a little bit more. You know, there were some days that I was still clocking up 7,000 to 8,000 steps, you know, while trying not to. So, I mean, even, you know, people say, well, you're limiting your physical activity, but I was still moving more than most Americans.
Isn't that rigging the exercise, though? I mean, if this were a matter of science, they would say that you rigged the results.
But I was rigging I don't think I was rigging the results. I think I was living a typical American. Most Americans overeat. Most Americans underexercise. For me to ride around on my bike, I'm doing what no American does. For me to go to the gym 3, 4, 5 days a week.
Oh, few Americans.
There's few.
There are plenty of Americans who exercise.
Yeah, 60% of Americans get no form of exercise whatsoever. 2 out of 3. So, I mean, that's where we are right now.
So what was the first indication that your body was not happy with this diet?
About a week in, I started to get, like, pressure, you know, started to feel some pressure in my chest. First I started to feel these weird kind of pulsating things in my body. And I think it was just the caffeine. I think it was just there's so much caffeine, you know, in drinking those Cokes all day long. And then right around that time, depression would start to set in. You know, so I started to get very depressed. And, you know, I would eat and feel better. And then I also started to get migraines around this time. It started to impact my sex life at this time. You know, I wasn't able to perform, you know, as before.
Which you talk about quite openly in the film.
Which we talk about in the film. I mean, I really wanted to be honest in the film with what was happening to me and how I was feeling because I thought that was important. You know, you're going on this journey with me, so I want to share everything that happens, you know, from my doctor visits to my relationship, you know, to the physical attributes that are coming along with me experiencing this.
Now, you had a medical team who monitored your health.
Three separate doctors.
Throughout the course of this experiment. Three doctors.
Yeah. There was a cardiologist, a gastroenterologist, and a hepatologist. So she's a blood and a liver specialist, and a general practitioner, just an internist.
How much did you weigh when you started?
I started at 185.5 pounds.
Okay, and we have a clip from one of your weigh-ins. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
It was 186 last 192, week.
192, 193. 194.
No. We have to stop everything. I don't believe it.
195 pounds.
Wait.
It can't be. No, we have to redo this.
That's zero.
The thing is zeroed.
Second try. 88, 92, 94.
You're gained actually about 5% of your body weight. Losing weight that fast and gaining weight that fast is not healthy.
Not healthy.
How many days had you been eating McDonald's at that point?
That was, I think this weigh-in was day five. So it had been 5 days.
You gained 5% of your body weight.
Yeah.
In 5 days.
Yeah.
And at the end of 30 days, you gained how much weight?
24.5 pounds. Yeah, over the course of the whole 30 days.
By the third week,
yeah,
your internist was shocked by the results, particularly the effect on your liver. He said your liver was turning into pate. And I too was astonished at this because I didn't think it was possible to do that kind of damage in just 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, none of the doctors did. The doctors were completely dumbfounded by what had happened. And as was I. I mean, I couldn't believe that it was going this way this quickly. The doctors were like, you have to stop. You
know, and they were quite emphatic about this.
Yeah, they were like...
And they also said, if you're going to continue with the experiment, at least stop drinking the Cokes. At least stop going for the McFlurry shakes and the apple pies. And you kept going with gusto. Why not follow their advice and drink water instead of Coca-Cola?
I mean, because for me, and especially at this time, you know, everybody told me to stop. You know, everybody told me to quit. And it was my brother, my oldest brother, who... you know, said the most logical thing to me, which was, you know, after I called my brother, the beacon of wisdom, you know, who still lives in Beckley, West Virginia, where I grew up. You know, he said, Morgan, people eat this stuff their whole lives. You really think it's going to kill you in 9 more days? And I said, you know what? That's the most logical thing I've heard yet. I'm going to keep going. And, you know, so I kept going, you know, eating the typical high fat drive through diet that I was eating. And it's, I'm glad that I did. I'm glad I kept the road that I was going, because at the very end, what started to happen was my liver function test started to come down a little bit. My cholesterol started to come down a little bit. You know, so was my body returning to this baseline of where I started? No. I mean, all three doctors even in the film said these numbers weren't going to return to normal. So what was happening? Well, just like Dr. Steven Siegel, you know, the cardiologist, said at the very beginning of the movie, your body is extremely adaptable. And so my body was adapting. So that's, to me, that's a scary part, because when you have to look at that, is how many of us every day live our lives saying, oh, I can eat anything I want. No, I feel good. I've always had this great metabolism. No, I'm lucky to be this way. But your body isn't living. It's surviving.
You make some very interesting points in the film.
Yeah.
About nutrition, about the way McDonald's markets its product, particularly to children.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering whether you could have made those points without going on a McDiet, if the message got lost in what some would see as a stunt.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the message is lost. What I think happens is that my doing this diet has really given the film accessibility. You know, now we've created a movie that has a storyline that is interesting, that is intriguing, that people want to see.
So you got him in the tent.
So we got him in the tent, you know, and I think, and it's one of those where, you know, the film is entertaining, so people are usually laughing at my expense. You know,
it's entertainment rather than science, or entertainment rather than advocacy.
Well, I think that there's a lot of, as much as it's not science, I mean, I think there's a lot of valid points that are brought up in the movie. And the goal for me was to not create a film that was going to be preachy. You know, I create a film that makes you think. And when you walk out of this film, you walk out thinking, wow, what am I doing? How am I living my life? How am I eating, or how am I not exercising? You know, what kind of a role model am I to my kids? And, you know, for me in the film, and the one thing people always bring up, they say, well, you can't blame McDonald's. You know, you can't attack McDonald's and blame them for the obesity epidemic. I don't blame McDonald's. You know, for me, McDonald's is iconic of fast food culture. They're iconic of this fast food world that we live in, this fast food lifestyle that has now permeated not only our entire country, but the whole world now. So they are the industry leader, and every other chain emulates them and follows their business practices. You know, so my goal in picking McDonald's was to pick the company that, in my mind, could most easily institute change.
Do you think that there's someone in America that follows your McDiet?
I think there's people. I don't think.
Is there a single person in America that
eats this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 30 days straight? No, God, I hope not. You know, it's like, it's a terrible, terrible way to live. You know, it's a terrible diet. You know, this film is just an example. And is it unrealistic that people eat there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 30 days straight? Of course, nobody eats there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 30 days straight. But is it realistically rooted in how we as Americans overeat and how we as Americans live our lifestyle? Yes, it is.
Morgan, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Morgan Spurlock is the director, producer, and star of the film Supersize Me. It opens across the country this Friday.